Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. I'm Kelsey Parker and I'm your host for this week. Oh guys, this week has been so tough with Bodhi. I just feel like since December, he's changed so much. We all talk about terrible twos, but it's the threenager. I don't know whether he's trying to go for the role of the domineering man in my life, but he really is pushing all my buttons and I'm not going to lie, it's been a tough week. So this week, my guest is Cara Delahoyd. It's hard to believe it's been almost 7 years since Cara was crowned Queen of Love Island. And all that time later, she and Nathan are very much still in love. Since Love Island, Cara has become a mum of two. She's a successful businesswoman. And it's so lovely to have her here. She is my mum on a Saturday morning. She is my fellow dance mum. Welcome to the show, Cara. What's new? How are the kids?
Yeah, great. You know what my kids are like. No, they're good. They're off school today. So no, they're not off school. They're at school. So I've had a day to myself.
Yeah. So we've got Freddie, who is
6.
And then Delilah/Pinky.
Who's 3. But no, she doesn't like Pinky now, does she?
No, why doesn't she like Pinky
I
now?
I don't know. So this is a whole thing. Obviously, we had a... Because obviously, they come to K2K.
Yep. And like performing arts school, those that don't know.
You know, we're not plugging, but, you know, if you want to join us on a Saturday...
you can fun. Join the mum gang.
And then we got a jacket made, didn't we, with Pinky on it?
Yeah.
Because we all call her Pinky. And I don't know, she's now, think she's a grown woman and she doesn't like to be called Pinky. She wants to be called Delilah.
She just cracks you up. She's so funny.
She's just mad.
Because at 3, like, she is literally... got her own mind.
I think he's her brother though, because you know what he's like. He's very forward and like, I don't know. I think when they've got an, I think when girls have got an older brother, they turn into.
Aurelia didn't have an older brother.
Yeah, no, that's true. But I feel like our kids are just very. That's why they get on so well, because they're so similar. And that's why we get on, because we're just like, help.
Yeah, we have the wild kids together, and it's so hard because when other parents and their children aren't as wild as ours.
Yeah, but that's why we do stuff together. That's why they come to your dance school, because you can handle it. Like, you're like, as soon as I drop them off, I'm like, listen, this is not my responsibility yeah. No more. You listen to Miss Kelsey.
Kels.
And she will tell you off.
So you and Nath obviously met on such a big show.
Yeah.
With millions and millions of people watching you.
It's crazy, isn't it, really?
How was it being in there and then coming out together?
Like I said to you the other day, you feel like you've lived together for 6 weeks, you've been in this bubble, you don't... Because, well, I was 26, he was 25, so that is an adult, but he's still quite
it's
young,
adult,
really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and we sort of come out, we was like, right, we've lived together for 6 weeks, we are sweet, let's move in together, we know everything, we're going to be like posh and Bex, this is going to be amazing. We didn't. All of us thought, realistically, in series two, we was going to come out, work for a couple of months and get some savings.
Well, series two, well, you had the series one and obviously they came out and they did well, but like not...
No, series two was like the...
Now it's, you go in and you know you're going to come out.
It was like the lift-off point series two. Like none of us had any expectations except for maybe doing a couple of PAs and like just get some savings, because a lot of us, well... everyone in there at the time had like normal jobs. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So for us to go into
a
show.
Well, we spoke about Cara's normal jobs that she had. I wouldn't say you had a normal job.
I used to. Everyone knows about it. I was showing you pictures.
Yeah.
I used to work on like the telephone channels, you know. So I was doing the whole option number two, ring me. And I loved it. I used to work in nightclubs in the West End. I used to work 7 nights a week. I had no social life, but I absolutely loved it. I was working every single night, sleeping all day. I had a great social life.
That's why people fell in love with you and Dave, because you were so normal, so real. You were that couple next door that
and
had
you know,
the row.
You see us all the time and you know
literally,
that's to us now.
This is what you see is what you get with Cara and Nath. Like, if they're going to have a row, they're doing it in front of you. Yeah. If Cara's pissed off, Nathan's going to know about it.
Yeah, if he's pissed off, then we just laugh at him and they're like, stop being an idiot. But yeah, so we went in there, come out, thought we knew everything, thought, you know, we're so in love, this is amazing. You don't even factor. I can't explain how much of a bubble you're in because you don't even factor, okay, you're going to get out. You've got your normal life. You've got your friends. Like, this relationship has got to fit into the life you had before.
Well, your friends and your family weren't really in the equation when
no,
you were in the villa.
Because you're in a bubble. Yeah. So you're just together all the time. You're in this perfect world. There's no outside influences. There's no one else putting their 2p in. They're not going out to work every day. It's not a real situation. It's not real life. No. So we come out, got a flat, went to Chigwell because we thought we was posh. And then Nath was doing PAs all the time. So he would be out pretty much every night of the week. Some nights doing 2 PAs. But back then, that's how the boys earned their money.
Yeah. And it is hard going doing the PAs.
Yeah.
And even just doing anything like, you know, even Tom being in the band, it was like,
it's all nighttime work.
You're doing a concert at night.
You don't see them. And when you do see them, they're tired. Obviously for you, it was like more intense, more insane, like mad things. For me, it was just, faces or sugar or so, do you know what I mean? So I was doing all my work in the day, looking at social media all day, thinking I have no idea what I'm doing and I've got all this work to do and I have no idea. I had no directions, didn't know what I was doing. I got myself in another depressive hole where I would literally stay in bed for like 2-3 days and just lay there and be like, I can't get up, I can't do this. I was on my own, you know, like, obviously I've got my family and things like that, but they was all far away.
And also, I think, like, really, you've come out and you were living this normal life.
Yeah.
And then it's blown up and you and Nathan are massive because you were massive when you came out and you've got...
What, are you saying we're not now?
Well...
Zippy.
You were still massive in my eyes.
Thank you.
No, I'm not saying that. Obviously, you're completely different now, but you wasn't expecting it. Now you can tell new Love Islanders that come out...
They don't listen, though.
You've got the experience, whereas you didn't know then. You didn't know what this world was.
100%.
You came out and you're like, oh, I've been offered an okay deal. I've been
offered this. Like, you don't even know about, like, getting terms. And, you know what it's like now. Like, if you get a job, you want to look at what you've got to do and, like, specifications. Back then, you didn't have a clue, did you? You'd just be like...
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know, but you've always been quite... I'm always aware of the theories. So I got into this depressive spiral. I'd be in bed for 3 days. He'd be going out, coming home, hungover. And we was terrible. We absolutely hated each other because he'd never been around anyone that had, like, depression or anxiety or nothing. So to him, he was just looking at me and he was like, what's the matter with you? Get out of bed. Like, you're living this life. What's the matter with you? Why are you so, like, ungrateful?
And I guess if you haven't seen it before, it's really hard to...
And I totally accept that because you don't. You're looking at someone who's telling you they don't know why they're upset. They don't know why they're anxious because, you know what it's like? I always describe depression as a storm that you could... Stephen Fry said it. And he's... Stephen Fry and Tyson Fury are the only people I will listen to about depression. Because they're not trying to sell me nothing and they're not trying to do it for likes. And I cannot bear things for likes. Can't stand it. But anyway, that's a subject for another day. So Stephen Fry says that a depressive state is like a storm cloud that you can see it coming on the horizon and it's coming and the rain cloud's going to come over you, but it's going to pass. So that's how I always think about it. And that's what I always say to people. I'm like, it's a cloud. It's a storm. It's going to come. It's going to pass. It's going to go. You got to go through it. And then I found out I was pregnant. And that just went down so well, really well, amazing. So basically, Nath was in Amsterdam with his friends for their birthday, came back, obviously been in Amsterdam.
Had you even discussed having a baby together?
Well, like for work-wise, not me and him, but you know, like when you, like we had, our agent was like, you need to get married, you need to do this, you need to do that. And we was all like, we ain't getting engaged, we aren't doing this.
You weren't married yet.
The problem is with me and Nath, we've never played the game. We're not game players. I can't do that. Like, you're not a game player. Do you know what I mean? Like, me and Nath could have come out, we could have played the game and we could have been, I don't know, multi-millionaires, like living in a big house, but I can't play the game. I'm not good at it.
No, and my mum as a kid used to always say to me, just play the game.
My mum does that all the time. Play the game.
Just play the game. I'm like, I can't.
I physically cannot do it because it hurts my soul. I need to.
And I just think as well, you have to stay true to yourself.
100%. Can't sell my soul. It's ridiculous.
Also, you and Nathan do have an amazing life together and you have an amazing house and you have two incredible children. Yeah. So whatever game you did play was right for you.
Then I do sometimes think when you got the bills coming in, oh, maybe I should have just played it a little bit. No, I'm joking. So yeah, I found out I was pregnant. We was in a really bad place. Let me reiterate that. We was terrible. We didn't even talk to each other. We was living in this flat, but we was like strangers. We just hated each other.
You weren't talking, but you were clearly doing something else.
We was clearly doing something else, you know? So I found out I was pregnant and I said to you, didn't I? At the time, so my younger cousin, he was like my brother. He passed when he was 19. He had cancer. There was a few different things that he had. He had his leg amputated, but he was like my brother. Because my mum and dad, when I was younger, they moved abroad and I used to live with my aunt. So he was like my younger brother. He's the same age as my brother. He's got the same birthday as my brother. It is crazy. So he had passed. He was ill whilst I was in Love Island. That's another reason why I found it quite hard, because I didn't know, like, we knew that he was not great, but we didn't know. I could never know sort of what stage or what was going on outside. So I found that really, really hard. Like, you know what that's like.
I know, yeah.
So I was like, I've never had an accident. I'm terrible with contraception. I've not been on contraception since I had my children because it messes me up bad. So we just play pull-out game and just hope that it works. So at the time, I'd never had any little accidents, never had no blips. And I was like, I feel like this is a sign. I'm not as deep in it as you with signs and things like that. But I was like, I feel like this is a sign. I've never had an accident. I've never had to worry about things like that. I've just lost someone so close to me. And now I'm pregnant. If you, like, we don't have to be together. Like, if you don't want to be involved, don't worry.
But this is you saying to Nath?
Yeah, I was like, I can't get rid of this child. I was like, because I see this as a sign. My family's just lost someone. And I feel like I've been given an opportunity to not replace someone, but to bring someone in to bring us a little bit of happiness. And, like, I don't know, I just found it really weird. And in my head, I was like, what if it is a boy? Like, what if someone's passed?
We all know that
I believe
in this.
Yeah, and I just was like, because he was a boy and then I had a boy. And I was like, I always look at Fred and I'm like, I don't know. You know, think like, because he's so special, Fred. Like, yeah. I'm not just saying that. He's one of a kind. He really is. And I think, is that a sign? I don't know. So
the other day, can I just tell everyone, the other day at K2K, can you say your name, age and interesting fact? Actually, Freddie's wasn't about you two, but then he went, did you know my mum and dad met on Love Island? And I went, oh, what did they do on Love Island? And he went, oh, they were getting filmed and they were snogging each other.
Yeah. And what did he say after he went, you go on Love Island and you get married, then you get pregnant?
Yeah.
Afterwards, we were
that's
like,
it. Done deal.
Okay, cool. So if that's...
But her daughter's interesting fact was that she poos on the toilet. I went, wow.
No,
that
she's only done it 3 times. She will not poo on the toilet. And I can't. I've tried everything. I see a TikTok the other day and it was like, get the kids to blow into, you know, like a cup with a straw.
Yeah.
And blow bubbles because it helps to like...
Whilst they're pooing?
Yeah, like whilst they're sitting on the toilet. So... You think if you go,
yeah,
it sort of
lets it all out. Right, we're diversing to
poo
now.
Right, sorry.
back.
Yeah, so we split up. I moved back to Kent because I love Kent and I'm sorry, I will always be a Kent girl. I can't help it. Kent. I moved back to Kent, rented a little 2-bedroom house, set up a nursery, everything. Me and him did not talk for, I would say, 6 months. When I say we didn't talk, I mean like he would come to every appointment. He was there for everything that I needed with the baby, but we had no contact beyond that. I didn't want to know what he was doing. He didn't want to know what I was doing.
So you'd split up?
Yeah, yeah, we weren't together. Like, officially, we was not together. I was pregnant. He was going to be involved. And
how long had you split up before you found out you're pregnant?
We split up because I found out I was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Because it all just went so mental.
And I can imagine Nathan absolutely losing
just
his head.
Just was like, and I can understand what he was saying. He was like, we can't have this baby. We hate each other. Like, what sort of world are we bringing this baby into when me and you can't even stand each other? So he did have his reasons. It's not like he was just like, I can't be a dad. Oh, no. And he says now that Freddie's the best thing that ever happened to him, because if he hadn't have had Fred, God knows where he would have been. Because we never would have got back together.
No,
never.
It would have sort of been done, wouldn't it?
Yeah, 100%. And I'd be in this series now.
But that wasn't meant to be. You were meant to be together.
And I said to you, that break was the best thing that ever happened to us. And in my mind, I was always like, do you know what? Never slag him off. Never, ever slag him off, because he's the father of my child. If we become friends in like 5-10 years' time, whatever, I'm going to look like a complete idiot.
And I do feel like people do that in breakups, that they
don't do it.
Run the person down.
No, don't. That's still the father of your child, and your child is still... I just don't get it. Unless they've really...
But also, then all your family then become like...
Yeah.
They don't like... They dislike that person. They've got reasons like...
Yeah. Unless something really terrible's happened and they've been like abusive or something like that, then okay, that's a total different circumstance. But if you've literally just split up because you didn't like each other and you weren't getting on...
Yeah.
Like, grow up, man.
Yeah, just don't say anything.
I went on this morning and they was like, how is everything, Nathan? Amazing. He's so supportive. He's the best dad. You know, we talk every day. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, yeah, I'm not. Why would you do that?
No, yeah.
And
you've done the right thing.
Yeah, and I'm still, even when I tell people about what happened, I'm very even with it. Like, yeah. I understand why he felt like that. We was in a bad place because this was happening. We'd come out of a show. It's not a normal situation for any person.
No.
Neither of us was in a good space. He wasn't in a good space. I wasn't in a good space.
And
but...
I don't think you're prepared. You guys definitely wasn't prepared for the fame that you had. The guys that are coming out now, they're more prepared. And I feel like the channel's more prepared.
Yeah.
And the producers and everyone's more prepared to go, do you know what? You're going to go on this and it's going to change your life.
But then I don't know what more they can do. The only thing I think when we was in that they could have done more was financially give you more advice, because you go from earning... Like, I was earning £90 a night dancing in clubs, do you know what I mean? Like, still all right, but... And then you go to earning more money and you don't understand, because schools don't teach you about tax, VAT, national insurance, pensions. Like, they don't teach you any of that. But I think now they do that.
What, once they come out, they
say,
like,
I think they obviously don't...
You're going to have a tax bill.
Yeah, so make sure you save your money, because we live in England, it's crazy.
Hi all, it's TV's Gail Porter here. I am so excited to tell you that I am joining the Paranormal Activity family and will be hosting a number of live podcast recordings across the UK. The first is on the 6th of March at London's haunted Richmond Theatre. Expect terrifying tales, audience interaction, and hopefully a spirit or two. I can't wait for you to join me and to hear your own paranormal experiences. You can find tickets at www.paranormalpod.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So you were pregnant, Nathan's, you're not together.
No.
How did you get back together?
And I told this to Kelsey's mum as well. This is how we're very open people. So when I was
you're
going
to tell everyone now. Yeah, I don't think you need I'm to worry about just telling my mum, Carl.
We're all friends. I'm your friend. We're all friends. When I had Fred, total different to Delilah. I don't know if you found you're different with a boy and a girl. With Fred, I needed an itch to scratch, you know? I really needed a pull.
You were horny.
Yeah, I didn't say that. You said that. Anyway,
I was really... quite like... I was very horny when I was pregnant.
Right.
With both.
See, I wasn't with Delilah, but I don't know. I had preeclampsia and we didn't know. But I really needed it with Fred really bad. And I was like, I'm pregnant. At the time, I was right in the public eye. Like, I couldn't go and do anything for anyone else. Not that I wanted to, but like, could you imagine if me and Nathan split up and then I got spotted with another geezer pregnant? Or like, and I could think of nothing worse. Like, I was in such a bad place.
No,
I was like,
and you loved Nathan.
Always loved him. But we just both knew that we couldn't, at the time, we couldn't be together. Neither of us was in the right space. It was not good for us. We was toxic. So we went for the scan. As I said, he used to come to all the scans and we used to sit there, not even look at each other, look at the screen and just be like, like trying to be really polite. And at the time he didn't drive, so we used to have to get someone to drop him all the way down to Keene, wait outside and then drive him back, which is jokes.
Poor little knife.
Yeah, now we say that. Not at the time. I was like, We went for the scan at 20 weeks to find out if he was a girl or a boy. And I said to him, I was like, listen, I know we hate each other. I know you hate me. I know I hate you. But please, can you do me a favour and just one time, just do it with me one time. Please just scratch that itch and just, because I'm really desperate and you're the father of my child and I can't go with no one else, please. And we did. And then we both realised, like, this is ridiculous. It must have been good. Do you know what I mean? Like, it turned a whole relationship around.
I bet you
around.
It was, like, really passionate.
Must have been. And then, yeah, we basically got back together in secret, but we didn't tell my family, his family. We didn't want to tell anyone because there
would be... Did you tell management?
I can't remember because we was with the same manager. We was with... Yeah, I don't know. I can't actually remember that. But, yeah, we did get back together, but we didn't tell anyone for absolutely ages. And then we slowly, like, you know when you start telling, like, family, people in the family, like, cousins and that you, like, trust, but you can't tell, like, aunts or, like, mums because that's a bit serious, but you can tell people when they're...
You're, like, telling your cousin, but, like, don't tell mum. That's what I always say to my cousin. I go, don't tell mum or Julie, but... And then I'll tell her what the thing is.
Yeah, but I get that.
Yeah.
I do get that. But, yeah, and then we finally got back together and... I think I even done a pregnancy shoot without him. I done a couple of pregnancy shoots without him. We was together, but we was like, no, we can't tell anyone yet. And then we got back together.
Oh, and it was the best thing.
It was the best thing, honestly.
And sometimes you need that break. Like, me and Tom had a break. No one even knew. When we first got together, no one even knew about
me. How old was you when you got together? You were young.
I was 19.
So young, innit?
But again, we were just, like, Tom obviously had got into this band and I'd met him in a nightclub and he said to me, oh, I'm in a band.
Do you know what I really want to watch? I've been listening to a podcast here and they review, like, old TV shows from E, and I really want to watch that programme.
Yeah, you should watch the
Are you on
life?
It?
Yeah.
I need to watch it. I've got to find it. And I was like, I was listening to the thing the other day.
I was
like,
the cool girlfriend.
Yeah, mate, I really want to watch Kells
I'm
on
like,
this programme.
So, well, I guess it's just me. What you see is what you get. I didn't give a shit. I was in America, living the life with my boyfriend at the time and absolutely
what an
loved
experience,
it.
Though.
They used to try and stir up so much drama, but... Like, the boys went to Vegas, so Tom had to come in and be like, oh, I'm going to Vegas. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, obviously, I had to act like I was a bit gutted. I can't remember even if I did act, if I was gutted. I was like, happy days. Like, my best friend, Rufan, lived in America, like, in LA. So I was like, I'm going to spend the weekend with Ruf. Like,
have fun.
Bye. But I think me and Tom were so good at that. But, yeah, we had a massive break.
And
we had 6 months.
Sometimes, isn't it?
And he needed it, because when he got into that band... You're thrust into something.
How old was he when he got into the band?
He was 21, turning 22. Got into this band. I'm in a band. I've not got a name. Then he's got girls throwing themselves at him. And he thought in his head that he needed to go and do the deed with everyone. And I was like, go and do
Get
that.
Get out your system.
Get that out of your system. Mm-hmm. And then he realised.
That's what they do.
That I'm the best thing ever.
100%.
How do your kids find that you doing social media for a living? What do they say?
To them, it's just normal. Like, I suppose with Ray and Beau, like, it's so weird. And sometimes, well, I'm so fortunate for everything it brings. Like, I am so fortunate that I have been able to do a job where I have been able to stay at home with my kids. Like, even though Nath's gone back to work and done different things, like, same with you, your work majority revolves around that you can spend time with your kids and see them grow up and take them to school and go to, like, the plays and you've not got to worry about anything. But sometimes I do think it's ruined them a little bit. I'm not joking.
Yeah, we both talk about this together, that our kids get so much that...
And it's so hard in your head to justify it because it's work.
I mean, over Christmas, they turn into horrors. By the time I'd got on holiday with them, we needed to go away. But they'd been to so many events
yeah.
that they, and it's not their fault. No. It isn't actually their fault.
And people are probably listening thinking, are you mental? Oh, like, what are you moaning about?
It must be so
hard,
but it's like they get everything, but you want them to be grateful. And
the thing is, what me and Nath have worked out, they are so young. Like, our kids are basically exactly the same ages. It's not their fault that they don't understand to appreciate everything they get because of their age. Like, they don't understand. Like, I say to Fred, this is not normal. Like, this life is not normal. It may not last forever. Like, this is not normal. But how do you say that to a six-year-old? They don't know what that means.
Okay, Mum, chill out. Like, I always say to Aurelia, what do you go and tell the teacher at school that I actually do for a living?
What's she say? Good.
She goes, oh, I don't really know. I'm like, I wonder what she actually tells people.
I think Fred just goes, Mum, Dad's on Love Island. But he's no idea what it is. But he just says that was on Love Island.
No, they snog. You snog when you're in Love Island.
Oh, sorry, I snog and get married and get pregnant.
Yeah.
It did happen.
It did. But he's right what he's saying.
Yeah. But I think what we
doesn't
do...
happen for them all, though, in Love Island, Fred. But it is just incredible that you and Nath have lasted. And it's incredible. And
just a good guy, though, isn't he? Like, how could I...
But it is... this is why I believe in the soul journey thing. You were meant to go on that show and you were meant to meet him. You said you would never have set forward for someone like Nathan. Did you step forward
for Nathan, not because of his looks, because his looks was... If you look at any of my exes, he was not... Didn't look like anyone I'd gone out with before. But like I said to you, I felt like he had a good heart. Like, he came out, he was a laugh, and I thought... I'm going to have a laugh with you. Even if this don't go nowhere, I will have fun with you and I'll feel safe with you.
And you're still laughing now.
We do. We laugh a lot. And I do think that is the key to a relationship, because you're going to get old and be butters one day.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? But if we can still sit, we sit there and we laugh at the most stupid things. And I see a thing the other day and it was like, you know, you found your soulmate or your one or something. And it was basically like, true love is being able to be yourself around someone, be stupid and not... I can't remember the quote. It was a really beautiful quote and I've just totally destroyed it.
And that's what I've got to say about me and Tom, that he used to make me cry of laughter.
Yeah.
And likewise, like me and him, he actually enjoyed it. Do you know when some people like it when you're taking the piss out of them?
Yeah, we take the piss out of each other. We take the piss out of our kids. Like, we were saying this the other day, didn't we? I feel like we are not a serious family. Like, you're not a serious family. Like, with our kids, we banter our kids. Not in a horrible way.
No.
Like, I'm not going to leave them with lifelong trauma or something. But
no, but I think they need to also...
Toughen up a little bit.
Toughen up. And my granddad used to do it to us and make us... like, say things, and he'd be like, you've got to laugh. Laugh at yourself. Laugh at yourself.
Yeah, not in a horrible way, but, you know, like, we call Pinky, and, like, she won't poo at mum, so we call her poo bum. And we're like, oh, come on, you stink. And she's like, no, I haven't. Like, but we're like, little bit, you know. And then I think at the moment, it's like, oh, I've not got no skiddies in my knickers. And you're like, oh, okay, cool, well done. So you've not pooed, but you've not got no skids. Well done.
I love her. She's just so open, and I hope she carries that with her forever.
Oh, and Bodie's her new boyfriend, isn't he?
Yeah. He's not. I don't think he's too impressed that he's the boyfriend at the moment.
No way, he just ran away. He's like, no.
He's like, no, don't kiss me. Delilah was basically trying to kiss Bodie on Saturday and he was like, do not kiss me.
She did kiss him.
He prefers actually Freddie kissing him.
Freddie loves him
as well. But Bodie is that person. Everybody loves Bodie. I think because he's so small. Like, older kids love him. They just come and kiss him on the head, hug him, want to pick him up.
It's just these...
Must be so annoying for him.
His personality lately, though, he has become really assertive, hasn't he? Like, he's like a proper man.
I don't know what's happened to him.
Like,
I think at home, and I think it's really hard... I think he knows there's no... Obviously, of course he knows his dad's not there. There's no man of the house. And I think he's trying to go for man of the house at three.
Is that why he keeps taking his top off?
He keeps taking his top off. And that is Tom. Tom used to love having his top off. Doesn't want to wear a top. And everything I say, there's no reasoning with him.
That's what Fred's like, though. I think... Delilah's like it as well. Yeah. Everything you say, they argue about.
But for me, it's like he wants unrealistic things.
Yeah.
So say, like, I've got orange juice out for them. He wants the apple juice.
Of course, because it's always just trying to push you that one step further.
That's not even that unrealistic. It's really... I can't even explain to you. And it's so hard at the moment. And I am quite... I'm struggling on my own with that because I've got no backup.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no backup in this house. It's just me.
Thing is, you've got a village, but obviously... in your house
it's just me,
yeah, so and you I've, have got it all, but you and you and you don't want to call people all the time.
No.
you want to be able to...
oh yeah,
Mum,
can you come around and sort out Bodie? His attitude stinks.
And it matters, our three-year-old, he was three, wasn't he? And I think this is Delilah. How does a three-year-old make us feel so rubbish? Like, they're 3 years old. How do they do that?
Three, and people talk about the terrible twos, but I don't know about...
three is worse.
Three is so much worse. Well, and someone said it to me in the playground. But Aurelia's always been really easy going. I can team talk her with Bodhi.
She's very grown up though, isn't she?
There's no team talking. Like, when he's decided something, that's it.
Yeah, he's stubborn.
He's so stubborn and he's not going back on it.
I can't take him seriously though. When he has like a little tantrum, I'm like...
Aww. It's like little man syndrome.
Leave but him alone.
It is so hard. And that's why I try and share on my Instagram how hard it is.
Me and you do the same thing because we're not trying to show people it's sugar-coated. Like, it doesn't matter what your situation is, what your background is. Kids are hard work. I would rather kids like ours and yours who are hard work but have got great personalities.
Yeah.
That think how much they make you laugh more than they make you cry.
Oh, yeah. And even when he's being unrealistic, I am secretly laughing. So I'm like, that is just unrealistic.
What did he say the other day in the car when you was being loud or say it? And he was like...
He went, so me, my mum, my auntie, they're really featured in this
Please,
pod.
I'm going to tell them on Saturday. They're coming in.
So we're all talking in the car and he went, oh, I can't stand this. I'll stop talking. I can't stand it. I can't stand this. Because we're gossiping.
I would have cried.
But that's what I'm saying. And he goes, he's really cutthroat. He's like, I don't love you. I don't love Nanny. I don't love you. I don't love Ray. He'll go through the whole family and tells us, I don't love anyone or anything. That's what he's saying at the moment. But it's crazy because he was this shy, timid little boy. And now he's really come out of his shell. I want him to be confident.
Of course.
But not rude. And I know he wouldn't go and carry
he's
on like
not
that.
Rude. Our kids aren't rude. No. Your children are not rude at all. They've got great manners and they've got great personalities. Our kids are strong-willed.
Strong-willed. Even when we went up north, all the Northern aunties, their Northern aunties were like, they are so polite. They're such polite
and
kids.
That's what
kids.
You
and
want
I was
from
like,
kids.
Yeah, I was happy with that.
Yeah, I always think even if they're being awkward with us and they're being rude to us, we're their mums. They feel safe with us. This is where they can, I don't condone it. Before someone comes to me, I don't condone it, but I would rather my kids be polite and kind outside of the house, and I get all the rubbish.
Freddie is literally the kindest boy,
but then he can be.
No, he's hard work.
He's
but
very hard work.
He, with him, he's just like
he's too clever.
He's so clever. He's so kind.
Manipulating.
But he just loses his head.
Yeah.
That's what it is. He gets so hyper that he literally loses
his
head.
Regulate the
emotions. And he can't bring himself down when he's on a high. So you just have to roll with it. And that's why I think, obviously, performing arts is perfect for him.
We just got to get his dancing better.
Got to get his dancing better. But I think people want to see, you know, especially for me, when I watch your Instagram, I just love how authentic you guys are and that you show the real you and how you all are. I just think that's it.
But if I didn't do that, I wouldn't have no content to post because I'm not, I can't stand there and do like the, I'd love to have like a set up and be able to do like the get ready with me, wouldn't you? But it's not realistic.
All right, I'm really trying on, you know, my socials to do my whole hallway.
Well, you've got your morning dances.
Yep, and I've got my hallway stuff. Do you know why I was filming my hallway? Because it's the only thing that's actually tidy.
But I've got nowhere like that. I've just got stuff everywhere. I've got nowhere to do stuff. So if I didn't post and... That's what normal houses are like.
Yeah.
They are. I can't bother to post things that are not normal because then I just feel like an idiot. And I think people now, they see the world of social media and they see when people are not being themselves.
Do you think? I can.
Can you? Don't be political here. If you see someone that you know is putting it on, you know.
Yeah, I know when some people are putting it on and I'm like, oh, maybe I need to put it on a little bit more.
No,
but
don't
then
do it.
I can't. I actually can't.
No, listen, this stuff really happened to me. I don't need to pretend. It happened, all right?
But I do think that we have outrageous kids, so then that, you know, they bring
puts
the
a smile on people's
They
faces.
Bring the content.
They do. And it puts a smile on a lot of people's faces.
I like that. And I like you.
And I'll see you tonight.
And thank you for coming on Mum's the Word.
Thanks for having me.
Do you have a question you want me and my guest to answer? Get in touch by emailing askmumsthewordpod@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail on WhatsApp. Our number is 07-599-927-537 or leave it as a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button so you never miss an episode. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps others find us. And talking of spreading the news, please tell another person about the podcast and help us reach more people. So I've been Kelsey Parker. You can find me on being_Kelsey on Instagram, where I'm just being me. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week. Thanks for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.